Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Department of Labor's Shared Work Program. A positive work environment starts with security that jobs are safe. Go to sharedwork.mo.gov.
A legislative effort is underway to boost funding for Missouri's childhood education programs and services. St. Joseph State Representative Brenda Shields is proposing to let counties ask voters to levy an annual real property tax to help fund pre-kindergarten education efforts. During a public hearing about the bill, Craig Stevenson with a child advocacy group called Kids Win Missouri shared data about the state's shortage of pre-K providers.
We have 72 counties that qualify as child care deserts. And what that means is that for every licensed slot available in that county, there are at least three children who could fill that slot. And five of our counties don't have one licensed facility. And then five other counties only have one.
No one spoke in opposition to that bill. Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City could be used to host a coronavirus vaccination event. Chiefs President Mark Donovan says the team, along with city, county, and state leaders, have been in talks for the past 6 weeks about the potential effort to vaccinate the masses there. Due to the pandemic, the stadium was also used as a polling site for last November's election.
I think we had 40 members of the election board here on site. We had 50 of our volunteers, staff members who volunteered their day and supported those 40. I imagine with the rollout of vaccines, you know, what I've seen, at least in other markets, it's going to be much more than that.
Legislation changing the delinquency date of real and personal property taxes from January 1 to March 1 has been heard by a Missouri House committee. O'Fallon GOP State Representative Tony Lovasco supports the new bill.
The number one thing that people tell me when I talk to them about property tax is, well, can we get rid of it? And then when I tell them, oh, that's a big haul, so what else can we do? And they say, well, just make it not around Christmas. That's the second thing that always fouls up. So I think this is a great, great start.
The bill is sponsored by NHCSA GOP State Representative Jared Taylor. The Missouri House Speaker is asking a fellow GOP House member to resign her seat after she was indicted by a federal grand jury in Springfield for an alleged stem cell fraud scheme.
The 20-count federal indictment was unsealed and made public on Monday. House Speaker Rob Vescovo has removed NHCSA State Representative Tricia Durgis from all committee assignments and has asked her to resign. NHCSA is just south of Springfield. The speaker says this is a time for her to spend with her family as she focuses on legal issues, adding it's also a time for residents in Southwest Missouri's 140th district to move forward with selecting a replacement who, quote, can effectively advocate for their interests, end of quote. Representative Durgis remains in the Missouri House. Brian Hillsworth, Missouri Net.
And the National Weather Service Kansas City office says a cold front has made its way into northwestern Missouri. Out ahead of the front, we should expect to see some rain. Behind that front, you could expect a brief changeover to light snow with light accumulations possible north of the Missouri River. This is news on Missouri Net.